Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe around our tiny planet and what we can look for in our night skies. As usual, Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, joins us for the report. Hey, Christopher, what's going on this week?
Hello, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, Stargazers, Saturn continues to shine brightly in our night sky. It is located between the two large pincers of the constellation of Scorpius, the Scorpion, and it will be setting in the west at around about 10 minutes after midnight. The moon this week will be a graceful crescent, waxing as the week goes on. This, of course, means we should be able to view faint meteors and satellites as they pass through our island skies.
Now, speaking of viewing, I understand there's been some viewing relating to a discovery of a planet that is like Jupiter but hot.
That's it. This week, it's another historic discovery from the Gemini Observatory using the Gemini Planet Imager, or GPI. This remarkable instrument has been probing a distant solar system in its mission to study mysterious alien worlds.
Now, when we make that distinction, how is Jupiter different than this discovery?
This hot Jupiter that we've just discovered is located in a star system known as 51 Eridani, which lies around 96 light years away. So the light that we're seeing from this planet has taken 96 years to travel to Earth.
And that's kind of small in universal terms, huh?
It's literally in our backyard.
Right, that's what I thought. What are some of the things that make this discovery unique?
Well, what really stands out about this discovery is that we actually directly image this new planet. This is something that's incredibly rare. And in fact, the Gemini Planet Imager is one of the only instruments to be able to do this.
Is that a camera? What is that?
You can think of this as like a hypersensitive, supercharged digital camera that's capable of sitting at the end of the telescope and monitoring incredibly faint light from these distant star systems.
So what it's created is a photograph, essentially a really good one?
It absolutely is. And listeners can access this on the Stargazer website.
And real quick, the number of moons this thing has, I know our own Jupiter is gifted with many.
Yeah, our own Jupiter has 67 moons at last count, and probably climbing. But this new hot Jupiter, we don't actually know yet. That's something that'll probably take a little bit more time to figure out.
We'll be looking for that information on a future Stargazer. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
You are very welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.